Last week, the Department of Corrections made public its new execution protocol and related changes intended to replace those in use on April 29th in the lethal injection execution of Clayton Lockett. Lockett was observed to writhe and moan during the process and was not declared dead until almost 45 minutes later. The protocol still permits use of a sedative used in Lockett's execution and in lethal injections in Ohio and Arizona, in which problems were also encountered. It also calls for a five-fold increase in the amount of the drug to be used and outlines other drug combinations that may be employed. The new procedures were developed as the result of a Department of Public Safety study of what happened in the Lockett execution. There's not much we know about the reasoning that went into their development, as prison officials have thus far declined to respond to press questions, citing ongoing litigation. 21 Oklahoma death row inmates filed a lawsuit asking the court to block their executions. All state executions were put on hold while the DPS probe was underway. Three are scheduled before the end of this year, but a federal judge indicated recently some reluctance to allow the executions to proceed if the state can't implement the new procedures in a timely manner. I have to say that one pending change I find troubling as a journalist is the decision to reduce the number of press witnesses from 12 to 5, ostensibly due to reconfiguration of the execution facility and witness room. It's not that 12 is a magic number, but one criticism of what happened April 29th, outside of the inmates' protracted struggle and missteps by officials during and after, is that much of what occurred happened in secret. Early in the process, the decision was made to block witnesses' view. That not only made it difficult for journalist witnesses to report what happened, but prompted questions, suspicion, and concern among the public as to what went wrong and how officials reacted. Not that executions should be made public or anything remotely close to that, but there is a taint that attaches to official actions carried out in secrecy. Whether or not what is done behind closed doors is in itself harmful. Having fewer eyes and ears on hand to observe a governmental action as serious as an officially sanctioned execution does nothing to mitigate such concerns. Or as Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis said decades ago, in fewer words and far more elegantly, sunshine is the best disinfectant. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record.